The next part of the history that we're going to take a look at is stress. Stress, as you know, plays a huge role in someone's health. It can be the underlying cause that's creating all the havoc, and we really want to look at what's going on. As we mentioned previously, there are three main areas of stress. There's the physical stress of, say, pain and inflammation in the body. There's the stress from the diet of foods that are just not agreeing or foods that are damaging to the body. And then there's the emotional and psychological stress. Most people think about the emotional and psychological stress when they think stress. All three can have a major impact on raising cortisol levels and thus creating havoc in the body. We're going to look at some scales that allow us to evaluate. So before we begin, let's just make sure that you're aware that any of the information I'm presenting here is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional, and it's also not medical advice. And when you're presenting to your clients, you need to be really careful and make sure that they are aware that what you're presenting and what I'm presenting here today is intended as a sharing of my knowledge, information, clinical research, and clinical experience over many years. I encourage you, and you should encourage your clients, to make their own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional. This is especially true for folks who are on any medications. Just want to make sure that the things that we talk about in terms of nutrition are not going to interfere with the protocols. So we want to look at their day-to-day stressors. What are the things like their diet, like over-exercising, under-exercising, work situations, home situations? We want to look at major life events. Has there been a death in the family, a recent loss of a job, a marriage, a divorce? Their physical limitations that can be very stressful, a recent surgery, an injury, a loss of a limb, difficulties with physical. And then the family dynamics is huge. How does that play in? So let's take a look at the forms that we have available for the stress evaluation and risk assessment. So let's take a look at the stress evaluation form. The kinds of questions we want to ask are things that are going to give us information about what the present level of stress is, but what the past level, the recent past, and even the distant past that can be contributing to the stresses at the present moment. We want to ask some questions. The first question on this form is, do you feel significantly less vital than you did a year ago? Yes or no? And the reason for this is to get a sense of how the progression of this person's health is going. If there's stresses involved and if the stress is considerable, it's going to be deteriorating. Are you happy? Do you feel your life has meaning and purpose? Just not having meaning and purpose in your life can be a huge stress on people. And when they don't have that jing to go, to move towards something, it makes it much more stressful. Do you believe stress is presently reducing the quality of our life? Great question, because, you know, we want to get their opinion. Some people say, well, I don't have any stress. And then as you start to ask them questions and look at their history, you go, whoa, this person has major stress. And either they're in denial or they've developed some good coping skills or maybe some not so good coping skills. You ask them if they like their work. You ask if they've had major losses in their life. Major losses have been shown in study after study to increase the risk of a person developing a serious disease. So we're asking about purpose. You know, majority of your time and money spent just fulfilling obligations and responsibilities rather than happy, you know, pursuing fun and recreation. We ask about their experience as a child and talk about some of the abuses that may have happened. And then, do they feel safe? Safety is really important for the end up, how the person evolves and how their health evolves. Asking about substance abuses and relationships as they were growing up. Asking about what kind of counseling they've had before. What is their impression of the level of stress in their life, in various aspects of their life, work, family, social, finance, health, other. You ask them about their coping skills. Do they have meditation or relaxation skills? How often do they do them? Ask them how often they do yoga, meditation, imagery, breathing, Tai Chi, prayer, and other things. Hobbies and leisure activities. It's important that they have some of those. Ask them about religion, if that's an important aspect of their life, and if they've ever been abused. And then you can look at a rating scale. How well are things going at school, in your job, in your social life, with friends, sex, attitude, relationships with various people in the life? And then asking for where they're getting their emotional support. So we're basically starting out by asking, what are those stressors in the life, past and present, how well they're coping, and do they have support systems for that? So it's important stuff. And again, you may have them fill out a questionnaire, or you may just sit knee to knee with them or on the phone with them and just start to ask these questions. Sometimes these questions are easier for them to answer sitting quietly because it takes some thought. Here's some symptoms that oftentimes are associated with stress. They're hormonally related stress symptoms. They're related to some of the hormones like insulin and adrenals and thyroid. So we ask them how long they may have had those things. And then the life events, this is the risk. This is the piece that, this is a very common questionnaire that's, you know, it's all over the place. It's done, used by psychologists in various settings and medical settings as well. And you basically get points for all the different bad life events that have happened to you in the last year. And it gives you a sense of what your risk factors are for a stress-related illness, a serious illness. You know, and I'll just go through a few of these. You can read it. You know, death of a close family member or spouse, fired from work, adding a baby to a family, financial processes, death of anybody in the family, financial issues like, you know, foreclosure. They're all separated out and they've all been studied and given a point value. This is from the Holmes, T.H. and Rath, RH booklet for recent experiences. So it's been around for a while. And you give them a score. And we want to look at some of the toxic stress triggers, like childhood traumas, perfectionism, divorce, taking care of sick family members, and job, career changes, illness, dieting, constantly trying desperately to get rid of that extra weight and going through menopause. Ask what kind of things you worry over, satisfaction with their life, and then a little brief about the sleep and rest. So these are the kinds of questions which will give you a sense of how serious this person's stress is and how likely it is to be contributing to their specific health challenges. And the thing is, this helps them to objectively see it, because sometimes we say to people, well, I think the stress is underlying a lot of these problems, and you know, we need to help you to manage stress and really work on your body and restoring balance. And they're like, oh, I'm not under stress, you know. And when you actually have them fill this out and they see the scores, then you're much more likely to be able to have them accept the fact that their stress is involved in their illness and that you want to help them with them and can help them with that.